Now, if you throw Florida in there, the only thing that's missing, somebody's going to, better sure play that the old Confederacy. Well, no, no, it's not. Most people don't know this, but Kentucky did not enter and was not considered a Confederate state or a member of the Confederacy until almost 1864, into the last year of the war. And they were basically forced into it because of the strategy of Grant and making prison camps in Kentucky that housed Kentuckians that were fighting in militias in Tennessee and Missouri and other states. So Kentucky was either going to have to basically participate in the torture and imprisonment of some of their own, or they're going to have to join the Confederacy. They basically were forced into it because they had tried to remain neutral. So they didn't join the Confederacy, I believe, until 1864. War was nearly over. But look at that landmass. Dude, that's a freaking nation there. Last time I checked, Texas alone is the 34th largest economy on the face of the planet. You roll those other 10 states in there, and I'd say, and remove them from America, and I'd say because of the fertility of the land, the access to the Gulf of Mexico, the Mississippi River, we have railroad lines and airports, that could be, if you just look at these things from purely economic standpoints, that could be an economic powerhouse. Name what won't grow, Brian K., in that landmass that you see in the map, in the chat room, and in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. That's impressive. Arkansas near total ban, abortion ban, certain to face legal showdown. The bill does not include exceptions for rape and incest. You know, Mitch Chur was watching Little People, Big World yesterday, rerun. I don't know if it's the current season or last season or whatever it was. But there was a very poignant couple of moments in the show when they, and if you don't know about Little People, Big World, it's about the Roloff family. It's Washington State, I think they live in. Is it Washington or Oregon? Is it Oregon? They have a pumpkin farm. That's where they make their money, and they have big hay rides and big Halloween fall fest and what have you here. The Roloff, it's Oregon. Okay, so the Roloff parents, what's his name, Jim? Anyway, they're both little people. Don't call them dwarves. Don't call them midgets. They're little people. And they had four children. Three of the children are perfectly normal sized. Only one, it's Zach, right? Zach is a little person. Matt and Amy. So, and Zach is a little person. And he married a regular sized girl. She's very pretty. And they have they have one child who's not a little person. But in the show that we watched yesterday, that child is a little person? The one that's already born? I thought it wasn't. Okay, all right. Okay, so they have one little person. Well, she's pregnant for number two. And she went to get her, she's like 6 months, she goes to get her first ultrasound. And the doctor's doing the measurements. And the doctor goes, well, it's kind of looking like this one's going to be a little person too. So they get in the, and she starts getting emotional, and the mother kind of gets upset. And they get back in the family van, and they're driving back to the Roloff compound or wherever it is that they're going. And the mother is beginning to talk a little bit about the challenges of raising a little person child and this and that. You know, then she stops in the middle of it and just starts bawling. And then her husband, little person Zach, goes, what? What'd I say? What's wrong? And she goes, this is what was poignant. She goes, I'm paraphrasing, how dare I question God blessing us with another little person when there are so many children that are born with so many other maladies that won't even have a semblance of the life that our little person, just because it's a little person, will have. And I just thought, I was like, wow, they actually aired, they broadcast that? They should have cut that out. You can't let people see things like that. But you know what it made me think of? It made me think of, you know, the people that are the littlest in society. They get the struggle for life. They completely get it. If the abortion wackos at the cult of death had their way, they'd have killed Jim and Amy Roloff in the womb. The parents never would have been like, that you're going to have a little person, want us to take care of it. But they have a farm, they have a family, they have children. Remember, babies make families. They have everything that you and I have. They just, some of them are little. Just for that reason, I kind of like the show. But that moment yesterday, the one I watched last night, was I was like, wow. That should not make it on Prime. What channel is it? Is that Discovery? TLC. That show should not have made television. They should have cut it out. But you know, but the thought occurs to me, people that have children with any, what we call a, I don't even want to call them disabilities, let's call them challenges. We all have challenges. Handicapable. They get it. You don't find them running around demanding rights to kill the soon-to-be-born, especially when they're are so-called birth defects and what have you. Just something else to add to this on, so we're in Holy Week, let's talk about holiness. How many of you remember Tim Tebow? Miniature, please, I knew you to get to the news items. This is a news item. Tim Tebow's foundation puts his dance on every year for handicapable children, and Tim pays for the whole thing, and even before he got married, he would go to one of the little girl, young lady's houses. He would announce himself as her date. He'd send the limo over to go pick her up, and he'd bring her to the dance, and then he would actually go. Well, you know what? Tim got married. You know what he's doing now? Him and his wife now go to the dance. My point being that even in popular, what they call popular culture, we talk about the cult of death all the time. There is a cult of life out there. And there are people that are, I don't want to say working in it, they're living it, and that's what they're doing. They're living it. So I just find this confluence of abortion laws not a coincidence. Again, if you don't believe me, look at the map. Look at what's happening. And look, the Biden regime is basically putting people in key positions that are promising to murder more children, that are promising to make it legal and to make taxpayers, so-called taxpayers, have to pay for the mutilation of teenagers. And many people are reacting and going like hell. And you see, now, just follow me for a second with this. Do you think that the members of the Arkansas Senate and House of Representatives, that this is deaf on their ears, that they didn't know that? They got maps, too, in Arkansas, last I checked. Do you think, look, Georgia is under assault again. Remember a couple years ago, Georgia passed its heartbeat-capable bill? And what happened? All of Hollyweird and Alyssa Milano and all of, we're not going to make movies in Georgia. Fine, don't. The Georgia law, I believe, still remains on the books. And then Georgia did the unthinkable the other day, going like, the agreement that was made with the Stacey Abrams crime family that costs Trump the state of Georgia and makes us look like libtard, abortion-wielding communists. Wackos. Yeah, we're going to undo that. And we're going to pass a new law. We're going to set into stone that you can't drive by and throw your ballot out the window. And the Stacey Abrams gang picks it up out of the storm drain and goes, oh, hey, a vote for Biden. But wait, it's 2028. It doesn't matter. Count it for whoever we want to count it for. And now they're all, we are not going to do business in Georgia again. I have a question at the end of all this. Again, if you're just joining us, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel on Spy Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. We are live here today. I know that's a shock to some of you. I'm talking about the Texas Senate yesterday passed a heartbeat-capable abortion ban. Let's talk a little bit about what did Arkansas actually do that has all of the adrenochrome guzzlers so up in arms? Arkansas, and this is from ABC News, Arkansas's latest move to restrict abortion access for its residents. Do you see how they write that story? For its residents. They're not residents, you dolts. They're citizens. They're citizens. Will likely head to court as proponents and opponents of a new law debate over the future of reproductive rights in the state. Again, you see, look, they had the R-S-T-L-N-N-E of getting the story wrong baked into the pyramid of the story. We're going to have a fight, an epic battle for reproductive rights. All these women had this is an absolute, one of the most ghastly and deadly oxymorons, known sequiturs that there is. The very fact that women exercise their right to reproduce and became pregnant means that reproductive rights are assured. Now, the right to murder, the result of the reproductive right, that's what they're talking about. Which is why here, Minnesota's blue, you get nowhere by calling murderers, they're calling them murderers. I don't care. We need to be nice, and we need to hold the olive branch out, and we need to tell them that they're loved and it's okay, and that it's just a blob of cells, but they shouldn't do it anyway. Screw that. Murderers. It's child killing. It ought to be illegal. It's immoral. And look, don't worry about what I think. Worry about what God thinks about it. Governor Asa Hutchinson signed SB 6, which passed into state legislature and prohibits abortion in all cases except to save the life of the mother. And since that never happens, since there is no recorded instance in all of human history where murdering or killing the child saved the mother, that's according to doctors. That's not according to me. There's nothing, there's no abortion, it seems to me, that will be occurring legally in Arkansas. Again, look at the map. The South is nearly united. Now, we're not united in an awful lot. We're not united by faith. We're not united by maybe a little bit of a common language. Maybe we're united by being just a little bit more hospitable than damn Yankees in the north there are there, especially those New England areas, save or sans New Hampshire, of course. But look at the map and look at what's happening. The bad guys are doing the work, and it's being guided ironically by, but not surprisingly by, it seems to me, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is uniting the people of the South behind a very, very good and noble common cause to bring about an end to the legal execution of soon-to-be-born children. A restoration of a moral order that respects that and expects that to be part of their law. And therefore, many of the moral of the moral rot that's crept in and has been allowed in and cheerleaded on by the usual suspects, even if it doesn't become immediately illegal, starts to become unfashionable.